a couple cage matches in this game I want to get into. So we can go to Ultimate Fighting Challenge. One of them we alluded to earlier, but let's get into it more. And that is the Chiefs' offensive line against the Raiders' defensive line.
Yep.
Most notably, two cats in the middle, Tommy Kelly and Richard Seymour. The last couple of years since Seymour has been a Raider, they have hurt Kansas City in the defensive line to the point where the Chiefs can't get this done and try to get big chunk runs.
You're right. And those two guys at 6'6", 300 and 6'6", 310, when you got those two guys inside, they make a difference. They get up the field. Now, what I see done to them a lot in watching film is sometimes you're like, okay, the guy's big. He's going to get upfield. Let him get upfield and let's wham block him. Let's hit him from the side. Make him wonder where the block's coming from. So now when he does beat somebody, he's like, wait a minute. Did I really beat him, or did they let me beat him because somebody's coming to hit me from one side or the other? That's how you defend a guy like that. And I'm bad. I mean, I played against the Raiders too many times, but it's always been an organization. If you can get on them early, they will shut it down a little bit, and I think that would be huge if the Chiefs can play from a lead, which, again, we haven't had this year, and we need to get going. They can play from a lead. They can make a difference, but, again, the thing we're talking about, offensive line against their defensive line, those two middle guys are the ones that make a difference.
And we saw Jamal Charles. He gets a week to get his legs underneath him. Had a chance to go to the Kansas Speedway. He was tweeting out that he was there in the pit crew. So
I saw those.
All good. Just freshen everything up and try to get some runs. But when you look at this Oakland defense, they don't allow big runs. They've only allowed 15, 10-plus runs. That's ninth in the National Football League. And whether it's Jamal or somebody else, they need to get something like this to happen. For this Chiefs team where it is right now, and to help Brady Quinn set up a play-action game, they've got to get some big plays using number 25. Let's flip over to the other side of the ball, and that is what Kansas City defensively needs to do against the Oakland Raiders. We mentioned they're not running the ball like they have in the past. McFadden's kind of been in and out of injuries. But what do they do to prevent the big play here, getting to the back third of your defense?
You know what, I think you've got to get into the receivers. You can't give them clean takes off the line. You've got to get into them, get your hands in there, maybe play either cover one or cover two over the top. Give your guys a little help over the top. But the big thing is you've got to get pressure on the QB. If you do not get pressure on the QB, you're going to have an issue, because I don't care who it is in the league. If a QB can stand back there and he has time to survey things and has 3.5-4 seconds, he's going to find somebody that's going to be open. So Justin Houston, Tom Bahaly, they have to put some pressure on the QB. To me, that's where it's got to get done.
All right. It's Raiders week, it's Brady week, and it's J-Wig week. Just win a game. It's time. It's Raiders week,
Let's
brother.
Go.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chiefs Live. Stay hooked up all week long on kcchiefs.com to get you ready to break the streak at Arrowhead.